ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
इदं
मम
आचक्ष्व
आचक्ष्व
तव
तव
आदिमूलम्
आदिमूलम्
वसुन्दरे
वसुन्दरे
येन
येन
विकर्षितासि
विकर्षितासि
कालेन
कालेन
वा
ते
बलिनां
बलिनां
बलियसा
बलियसा
सुराचितं
सुराचितं
किं
किं
प्रीतं
प्रीतं
अम्बा
अम्बा
सौभगं
सौभगं।
इदं मम आक्षस्वतवाधिमूलम् वसुन्दरे येन विकर्षितासि कालेन वाते बलिनां बलीयसा
कालेन वाते बलिनां बलीयसा
सुराचितं किं हृतम् अम्ब सौभगम्
सुराचितं किं हृतम् अम्ब सौभगम्।
इदं मम आचक्ष्वतवाधिमूलम्
इदं मम आचक्ष्वतवाधिमूलम्
वसुन्धरे येन विकर्षितासि
वसुन्धरे येन विकर्षितासि
कालेन वाते बलिनां बलीयसा
कालेन वाते बलिनां बलीयसा
सुराचितं किं हृतमम्ब सौभगम्
सुराचितं किं हृतमम्ब सौभगम्। इदं मम आचक्ष्वतवाधिमूलम् वसुन्धरे येन विकर्षितासि
इदम्
इदम्
दिस्
मम
अन्टु मि
आचक्ष्व आचक्ष्व
काइंडली
इन्फॉर्म
तव
योर
आधिमूलम्
आधिमूलम्
द रूट कॉज ऑफ योर ट्रिब्यूलेशंस वसुन्धरे
वसुन्धरे
द रिजर्वोयर ऑफ ऑल रिचेस
येन By which
vikarshitasi reduced to much weakness kalina by the influence of time
va or
Te your
Balinam
very powerful
Baliyasa
more powerful
Surachitam
adored by the demigods
Kim
weather
Pritam
taken away
Amba
mother
Sobhagam
fortune Translation: Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations, by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which was adored even by the demigods.
Kalena vati balinang baliyasa. Time is very powerful. Another place in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Kalena sarvatra gabhira ranghasa tasyaiva hita prajateta kovida nalabhate jad bhramatam parajada tallabhate dukkha vadannata sukham Kalena sarvatra gabhira ranghasa. So, in due course of time, everything happens. That is the nature's law. When I was also a child, I was looking very beautiful. But Kalena, in due course of time, I am now old man, a ugly man. Nobody likes it. So this is the influence of time. Influence of time. So influence of time will act. You cannot change it. Influence of time, that is nature's law. Devi jisa gunami mama maya, that is maya's strength. How you can check? It is not in your power. So this is another question by Dharmaraj to Mother Earth, whether you are now in tribulation by the influence of time. Surarchitam king hitamatta sovagam. So we should remember, sovagam, opulence, can be taken away in due course of time. You cannot check it. Suppose in America you are all fortunate. You have got very nice roads, very nice cars, very nice skyscraper building, government, food, everything, very nice. But in due course of time, everything can be taken. You cannot check it. Shastra says, therefore, tasyaiva heta prajati eta kovida. Everything will be taken away and ultimately destruction. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You can find out somebody, the verse. Mrittu sarva harascha ham. Mrittu sarva harascha aham. In due course of time, death will come and it will take everything what you possess. Mrittu sarva harascha aham. That death is Krishna.
Mrityu sarva harascham udbhavascha bhavishyatam kirtikshri vakchanarinang smriti medha didikshama. I am all devouring death, and I am the generator of all things yet to be. Among women I am fame, fortune, speech, memory, intelligence, faithfulness, and patience.
So, Krishna is acting everywhere by his energy. This kala, this time is also another form of Krishna. Just like Krishna has got various forms. Advaita yachite anadi ananta rupam. Advaita, one without second. Achyuta does not fall. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. We are part and parcel of God, Krishna. But Krishna is achyuta. He does not fall down. We fall down. This is the difference. The example is, just like the fire, big fire, and the sparks, they are also fire. The quality of big fire and the small sparks of fire, they are the same. Therefore, qualitatively, we are one with Krishna. As Krishna has got propensities, we have got also propensities. Krishna has got creative power, we have also got creative power. In this way, compare anything in minute quantity. Krishna has got independence, full independence. We have got independence, but not full independence, but we have got independence. That is the difference. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam. Krishna has got various forms. But his real form is Krishna. God has got many forms, but the original form is that playing on flute, cut in three places, with Barahavatam Samasitam Madhasandarangam, with a feather on the head. These are Vedic description of Krishna. It is not an artistic paint, but it is taken from the Vedic literature. What is the original form of Krishna? Govindamadi Purusham Tamang Vajam. That is the original form. Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam. Agdaita Achyuti Anadi Rupam. Ananta Rupam. Ananta Unlimited. Unlimited. It is described in the Shastras how unlimited, just like in a big river, you sit down, or out in the ocean, if you count the waves, is it possible? There is no possibility. But there are waves, always 24 hours going on. But if you want to count them, it is not possible. That is described. Just like the waves of the river or not satiated. You will find the Pacific Ocean in your front. The waves are constantly coming. It is never satiated. So Krishna's incarnation is also like that. Incessantly coming, one after another. Advaita yachyuti anadi ananta rupam. So, ananta rup. How many rup? How many forms? We have seen Krishna's. No, that is not possible. So the conclusion is, all these forms, iti, all these, cha angsa kala. Angsa means plenary portion, not personally. Angsa and kala means portion of the portion. Just like first of all Krishna, then his next expansion is Balaram. His next expansion is Sankarsana. Next, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Sankarsana Aniruddha Pradyumna. In this way, next expansion Narayana. Then from Narayana, another quadruple expansion. Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Sankarsana. Then Mahavishnu, the origin of this material creation. Jakkarunana Bhajali Bhajati Isma Jugo Nidramananta Jagadanda Roma Puma. Jakkarunana Bhajali Bhajati Isma Jugam Nidramanantam. That is Mahavishnu. Jasaika Nishasita Kalamathavalamba. Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanna Natha. So, from his breathing, nostril, ananto, unlimited number of potential universe are coming and exhaling, inhaling, and unlimited going within. This is Mahavishnu. This Mahavishnu is also plenary portion of Krishna. Jasaika Nishasita Kalama Thavalamba Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadana. So many things are described in the Brahma Samhita. But still he is Achyuta, Anadi. He has no cause. He is causeless. Sarva karana karana. He is the cause of everyone. But he has no cause. Anadi ananta. Advaita achyuti anadi ananta rupa. Adyam purana purusam. He is the origin person, original person. Purana, very old, must be very old. Because everything, janmadasya jataha, from him everything has come. Therefore, purana. Purana means old. Nutana and Purana. Nutana means just very recently, and Purana means very old. So we are also old. In the Bhagavad Gita, you find this verse, Nitya Sahasratayam Purana, Nahannate Hannamane Sarire. Do you remember any one of you this verse from Bhagavad Gita? But you don't read. So I am writing all these books simply for selling, not for reading. This is not good. And if somebody asks you, you are so much eager to sell your books, do you read your books? Then what do you say? No, sir, we don't read, we sell only. Our Guru Maharaj writes and we sell. That is not good business. You must read. Why am I writing so many books? Not a single moment wastes. If you want to become successful in Krishna consciousness, don't lose even a single moment. That should be the first determination. Abhartha kalatyam, Rupa Goswami says. Forget sleeping, eating, mating. This is all material necessities. If you increase these things, then you cannot make any progress in spiritual life. Therefore we say, no illicit sex, no intoxication. You are already intoxicated. Why you are increasing intoxication? This maya means intoxication. Pishachi paile janam otichana, just like a person when he's ghostly haunted. He calls his father by ill names. But he cannot recognize even his father. So all of us, we are already under the clutches of maya. That is the position of intoxication. And again, intoxication. So what will be our condition? So therefore it is prohibited. First of all, whatever intoxication you have already got, just try to cure it. Don't increase it. Everything, the physical necessity is met, we have already got it. But it is meant for decreasing, not increasing. Pravittiresaṁ bhūtānāṁ nirvitte su mahāpalam. We have got general tendency. Loke bhavayāṁ isamadvasevā. Everything is there in the śāstra. Nityāstu jantu. Jantu means living entities. So, it is eternally existing. Loke, babaya, sex, intercourse. Amisha, eating, non-fruital things. Amisha means which is not fruits and vegetables. Meat, fish, egg, they are called amisha. And they are called niramisha. Niramisha means fruits, vegetables, meals, food grains, sugar, these are niramisha. And eggs, fish, meat, and so many other things, they are called amisha. So amisha means these things, seva, eating. And babaya means sex life. Loki, babaya, amisha, madda, intoxication. It is not that Vedic civilization did not know how to eat meat and how to drink liquor. It is all known. But they are private. Don't eat. It is not that they are unknown. Now it is discovered by scientific advancement. Nitya. Loke, babayami samadda seva, nitya astu, nitya asti asti, it is there. It is not that because one is not educated how to use sex life, nobody requires education. It is automatic. But people are now very much advanced in understanding sex life. So many books, Freud philosophy, this philosophy. And I said, this is already there. What is the need of philosophy? Without your rascal philosophy, everyone knows how to use sex life. But they are thinking this is advancement. Nityasa, it is already there. Who was speaking yesterday? Jayatit. That his niece, 7 years old, she is also dating. So this is already there. So to increase it, no credit. To decrease it, it's credit. That is credit. Nityasa janta. It is already there. Pravitti resang bhutanam. Bhutanam means of all living entities. Amongst the ants, they are very intoxicant. Therefore they find out sugar. The all kinds of liquor preparation is made from sugar. You know that? Sugar is fermented with acid and then distilled. It becomes liquor. The ants are very much fond of sugar. You keep up one piece of sugar candy, then the news will be immediately spread and all the ant class will go there. Here it is, sugar. Yes, gold rush. You see? So every living entity has got a tendency for a certain class of things. Especially sex and eating non-vegetarian things. If you eat non-vegetarian fruits and flowers and grains, you will not eat more than you require. That is nature. You eat only what is needed by yourself. You cannot eat more. That is very good. If you don't eat, atyahara prayasasta prajalpa niyamagra, atyahara, eating more than needed, is against spiritual life. Atyahara prayasasta prajalpa niyamagra, everything is there. Rupa Goswami has said. Atyahara means eating more than needed, or eating enjoying more than. We require. Ahara nidra vayamantan, we require. Little, little everything. They remain without rest, even in the severest type of cold. They remain without rest, sitting, only smearing the body with some ashes. They will take bath in the morning and cover the body with ashes, not very thick, but you sit down whole day and night and chant Hare Krishna. No business, no endeavor for food. If food comes by God's grace, they will eat, otherwise no, they will not go anywhere. Completely dependent. If God's grace, then we shall eat, otherwise we shall not endeavor. This is our first endeavor, where to eat, where to live, where to sleep, where to have sex life. This is our all endeavor. And they stop all this endeavor. That is spiritual life. Stop everything. That is gone. And I'm going in a secluded place and thinking how many women I have hunted. What is this nonsense? And showing I have become very much advanced. I'm leader. And my leading is I'm thinking of women, that's all. And money. This is not spiritual life. This is all cheating. Dhokhabaz. They call it dhokhabaz. Cheaters. Don't be cheaters. Krishna knows whether you are cheater or you are sincere. If you are sincere, then he will give you intelligence. How you make progress? Tesham satatajuktaram. Find out this one. Tesham satatajuktaram bhajatam pritipurvakam buddhi yogam dadami aham jinamam bhujantite. To whom he gives direct instruction. Sadhana yuktana, one who is 24 hours busy in his service. 24 hours, satata. Satata means, read it.
Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give
the understanding by which they can come to me.
Yes. Mr. Krishna is within you. He knows whether you are cheater or whether you are sincere. So therefore he says, those who are sincere and 24 hours engaged in my service, I give them intelligence. What kind of intelligence? As he may come back to me, that kind of intelligence. Back, because that is our aim, back to home, back to Godhead. So Krishna is prepared to help you, Paramatma. In another place it is said, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtam. Read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly and be sincere and make your life successful. Don't be cheater. Read and follow and Krishna will help you. This life. Don't expect another life to prepare. It is guaranteed human life, somebody asking. Even it is guaranteed. Why should you take the chance of another life? Finish this business in this life. Take help from Krishna. Take help from books, take from a spiritual master. Why another life? Another life, suppose you get another human life, is it guaranteed? You may fall down again. So my Guru Maharaj used to say that finish all business in this life. Namo chayarja samupita mrittum. Finish this business of birth, death, old age and disease in this life. You can do that. This is our main business. Not to make arrangement for eating, sleeping, mating and defending under different garb, under different pretext. That is not our business. Our main business is, therefore, the kalena sarvatra gaviratamasa. That is said, kalena, ba, balina, balina. Kal, time is very powerful. In time everything can be done. In time you can become very happy, and in time you can become very distressed, very much distressed, unhappy. And the crime can give. And time is also Krishna. Kala rupena. When you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita that in the 11th chapter, just not forget that who are you? The Virat Rupa, the universal form, seeing Arjuna said, who are you? So he said that I am in the Kala Rupa, in the form of time now. I have come to kill this, all of you. So therefore our business should be that this life should be utilized only for complete Krishna consciousness, no other business. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's God. And it is not very difficult. Not at all difficult. Kirtaniya Sadahari. But it is difficult, it is very difficult to chant Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours. Those who are not accustomed, they become mad simply by chanting. It is not able. You cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. That now I shall go in a secluded place and chant Hare Krishna. It is not possible, sir. It requires great advancement of spiritual life when one can concentrate in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. It is not so easy. Therefore, for neophytes, we must have many engagements. In the neophyte stage, if you try to imitate the advanced stage, then it will be simply ludicrous. In the neophyte stage, we must be always engaged. Krishna has got different venues of rendering service. You can serve Krishna in so many ways. Karmana manasavacha itavat janmasafalam dehinam yudeshu. Karmana manasavacha siyam acharit. Siyam acharanam sada. Karmana manasavacha. We have got three venues. By working, karmana, by thinking, manasa, karmana manasa, vacha, and by speaking, we can do things. Karmana manasa, vacha. So, these three dandas sannyas means there are four dandas. One danda is the rhythm, what is called, symbol of his person. And the other three dandas, they are a symbol of his body, mind, and speeches. This danda means, perhaps you know, do not know, right understand. So karmana, this danda means, I have taken now vow to engage myself, even whatever assets I have got. So I have got my assets. I can work with my body, I can work with my mind, and I can work by speaking. So tridanda sannyas means one who has devoted his life, means his activities, his body and his speeches. That is tridanda sannyas. Anyone who has devoted his mind, his body and his speeches for the service of the Lord, he is sannyasi. Sannyasi does not mean simply changing the dress and thinking otherwise. No. Sannyasi, anyone, it does not matter whether the dress is changed or not. If one is fully engaged by his body, mind and words, so sannyasi, anasita karma phalam, kajam karma karotija, sa sannyasi, Krishna says. Who is sannyasi? Anasita karma phalam. I shall speak for Krishna. What profit he'll get? No matter what is profit, I shall speak for Krishna. That's all. Sa sannyasi. Krishna says, this is my duty. Karjam. Karjam means duty. It is my duty to speak for Krishna only. That's all. I am not going to speak anything. He is a sannyasi. Anasita karma. Now, if you engage some lawyer to speak for you in the court, immediately bring me $2,000. He'll charge. But a sannyasi will speak 24 hours for Krishna. No expectation of problem. That is sannyasi. 24 hours engaging the body for Krishna's work, he is a sannyasi. 24 hours thinking of Krishna, he is a sannyasi. This is sannyasi. No other business. Anasita karma phalam karjam karma. Everyone is working for his personal benefit. How much money I shall get? How much name and fame and reputation I shall get? For his personal profit. That is material. That is material. As soon as you work for your personal benefit, that is material. And as soon as you work for Krishna's benefit, that is spiritual. That's all. This is the distinction between material and spiritual. Everything in relationship with Krishna. So the Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific, authorized. Try to understand Krishna, who have got so many literature, don't waste a single moment. Kalena. And Chanakya Pandit, the moral instructor, is not spiritual instructor, but moral, but he has said that Ayusha Chanayakopi Nalabha Sarnakotivi. One moment of your life, if it is wasted without any profit, just imagine how much loss you have suffered. Because you cannot get back one moment of your life again, even if you are prepared to pay millions of dollars. That you cannot get back. 1974, 19th January passed, you cannot get it back again. If you owe, any rich man comes further, please get me back again. 1974, 19th January. No, sir, that is not possible. Any price you offer, it is not possible. Just imagine, if we waste our time, how much loss we are suffering. We calculate loss and gain. So don't waste time. Kala. Kala is very... Yoga system means to save time. The whole process, mechanical process of yoga, mystic power, means to save time. We have got a limited duration of life. Suppose one is destined to live for... at most they will live, anyone. But nobody goes to live for 100 years, say 70, 80, 60 or something like that. Gradually it is reducing, and it will reduce 20 to 30 years. That will be the duration of life. Because people are becoming more and more sinful. So that is fixed up. A body is given to us by the superior power, and the duration of life is also fixed up. Even the greatest scientist, he cannot increase a moment's time for his life. That is not possible. Oh, a moment's life. Professor Einstein was a great scientist, but he could not find out any means that instead of living for, say, 80 years, he could live 80 years one day. No, that is not possible. That is not possible. Your destiny, duration of life fixed up. And how it is fixed up? The machine is breathing. Machine is breathing. It's like the clock goes on, tick, 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 tick. As soon as the tick, tick, stop, and all things lost. Similarly, our breathing is going on, tick, 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 tick. A fixed time. It's like you wind your clock. So that winding will help tick tick for a certain duration of time, say 24 hours. Similarly, there is winding in our life, a spring. That tick tick means this breathing. So if you breathing exercise means if you can stop breathing, then you increase your life. That is called samadhi. Now our breathing. That is where Vedic, yogic success. Stop breathing. There are yogis, perfect, not this gymnastic wala. No, real yogi. They can remain without breathing for days together. That means the days he does not breathe, so much time saved, he increases his life. Suppose daily, if he stops breathing, for 3 hours. That means daily he saves 3 hours time. So in 100 years, so much time. So in this way, the yogi can live for 300 years, 400 years, 600 years. Still there are yogis. So this is called yogic success. So call to control. You cannot control time. Just like if you have got $100, if you deposit in a bank, you will get some interest, but you cannot make, without any endeavor, $200 No, that is not possible. But if you don't spend it, then the $100 remains. Similarly, your duration of life is there and it is being wasted by breathing. If you can control the breathing process, then your life can be increased. This is yogi. But after all, we are under the full control of time. Kalina sarvatra guvirama. That is explained here. Kalina vasi bulinamaliyas. Very, very strong. There is no power. Your so-called scientific power, you cannot struggle against the influence of time. So save time. Save time, another process is, save time, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, the time is not lost. Time is not lost. Hare Krishna mantra, read Bho, Krishna Bho. Any moment, any time you spend for thinking of Krishna, working for Krishna, chanting for Krishna, eating for Krishna, dancing for Krishna, that time is saved. That time is saved. Therefore it is recommended. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kivalam. Kalom Nasti, Iva Nasti. Otherwise, by yoga practice, it is not. How many men can actually practice yoga? It is all false. This is possible. Even a child can take part. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Purchase something better instead of diverting your attention always. Pay little more. In Bengal it is a sastarthi navastha. If you purchase something cheap, it will always give you trouble. Better spend once, costly things, nice things. There is.
Any questions?
Yes.
Was Lord Jesus in pure Krishna consciousness?
But these are old questions all and all. What is that? Huh? What is that question?
Was Lord Jesus, in pure Krishna consciousness?
Yes. Yes. He also taught about God. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. So why Jesus, anyone, speaks, but one must know there are degrees. Just like a person, somebody knows to some extent, other knows to some extent, other knows to some extent. Or somebody understands to some extent. Krishna consciousness means complete understanding of Krishna. Just like there are steps. If you want to go to the 104th floor, there are so many steps. So everyone is going, aiming to that 104th floor. But one has covered 10 steps, one has covered 20, another 100, like that. The aim is the same, but you cannot say that one who has already covered 100 steps, he is as good as one has covered 2 steps. There is that difference. Here is a person who has covered only 2 steps. Here is another person who has covered 50 steps. Here is another person who has covered 100 steps. Suppose you have to fulfill 500 steps. See, proportionately, that is the position. But the steps are already there. So any religious system, it doesn't matter whether it is Hindu religion or Christian religion or Mohammedan religion, it is the question of how the followers are covering the steps. They are going on the same staircase, but it is the question of, see, ultimate success is, that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai punshan paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaji. The highest perfection is that when you understand God and you are in love with God, that is success. You are in love in God. It doesn't matter how you have learned to love God, either Christian religion or Hindu religion or whatever. But if you have got that success, that you have learned how to love God, then your life is success. Then there are different stages of loving platform. And when you love Krishna as Radharani did, that is not possible, but that is the aim, and that is the highest purpose. But the beginning is love. How you are in love with God. The Shanta, Dasa, Sokha, Vatsala, Madhurya. So unless you come to that, if you love these material things, then you should know that you are not in love with God. If you are in love with God, then you'll forget material love. That is the test. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. Bhakti, love of Godhead. This symptom is that he is no more in love with material things. That is the test. You cannot, just like you cannot love two persons. That is divided. One love concentrated, that is perfect love. Similarly, another example is given that we are all hankering after love. Because we do not find whom to love, therefore we place our love even cats and dogs. We love a dog. Anyone who has no other object to love, no children, no family, no wife, all life, keep a cat, keep a dog. But love is there. So that love is reserved for Krishna or the Supreme Personality of God. So more we learn how to love the Supreme Lord, and that is perfection of life. Savai punshan paro dharma. And what kind of love? Ahitukiya pratihata. That love is not motivated, that I want this thing, therefore I shall love. Here in this material world, the so-called love, lust, is motivated. I'll get so much sense gratification, therefore I love a boy or a girl. That is not love, that is lust. Love means without any motive. Without any motive. Ahituki. And that love cannot be checked by any material impediments. If you can reach that love of Godhead, then we'll feel, oh, I am so fortunate. Otherwise we remain unfortunate. So love is there everywhere. Even then cats and dogs love, that is love. But the perfection is when you actually find out the person to love and you actually do it, that is perfection.
Prabhupada, you stated that on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the warriors who were dying in the presence of Krishna, they all gain liberation. So I'm wondering, each one of us has within our heart also the representative of Krishna. So when we die, why is not everyone liberated?
But he have no sense of Krishna. You have no sense of Krishna. And actually you do not die. That is another. This death means that is described in the Bhagavata. Those who died before Krishna, they attain their original position, sarupa. Sarupa. So, that is real success. Otherwise, there is no death. Na harnate hannamane sarire. It is not death. When our body is destroyed, that does not mean we are dead. You as spirit soul, I am spirit soul, every one of us, but we have no death. That is another illusion. Tatha dehantram prapti dhiras tattva namuhyati. This so-called death, it is not death. Dhira, one who knows, one who is sober, he knows that this man or this boy or this father and mother is dying. He is not dying. Dehantara prapti is just changing another body. It's changing. So actually we have no death. The change of body. So we are accepting this change of body as death. There is another illusion. Dhiras tattva na muhyati. One who is sober, he is not bewildered. He knows that, suppose we are sitting here. We are sitting here and after a few minutes we shall go away. That does not mean we are dead. We are in this apartment, we go to another apartment. Tatha dehantara prapti. Similarly, nobody dies. It is change of body, from this body to another body. So, we have no death. This is illusion. So what is your question?
Well, simply that we have Krishna within our heart, so
why within heart? Krishna is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is within the atom. Antar bahi. Kunti prayer. I do not read, but Kunti's prayer that Krishna, you are within and without, present, but nobody can see you. This is Krishna's position. Krishna is within yourself and Krishna is without, but we do not see Krishna. The example is, nato nato dharo jatha, nato, a dramatic player is dancing on the stage and his son or relative is seeing, he cannot understand that who is dancing. He is dancing before him, but because he is dressed in such a way that he cannot understand, oh, he is my brother or father or dancing. No. So therefore this example has been given. Nato nato dharo jatha. Krishna is everywhere. But because nato nato dharo jatha, we cannot understand. This is our position. That requires knowledge. That requires knowledge. Krishna is everywhere. Not only within, he is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham govindamadipurusham tamam bhaja. So Krishna can be seen only by person who has developed love for Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna is everywhere, everyone is seeing, but he cannot see. That is difficult.
So all these warriors on the battlefield, they were all Krishna conscious?
Huh?
So all these warriors on the battlefield, they were all Krishna conscious? Is that correct?
Yes. At least for the time being, they knew that Krishna has come. Suppose a prominent man comes in a big meeting. Is not everyone conscious of that person?
Sure. You state that the spirit soul has form. Otherwise, how is the material body grown to accommodate the spirit soul? Just like a shirt has no form, but when it's put on the body, it takes the shape of the body. Does that mean that the spirit soul has the shape of the body that is accommodating it?
Yes, you have got shape, very minute shape, that we cannot see, we cannot measure. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Anumeyam or how do you just say? It cannot be measured. What is that word used? Aprameyam. Aprameyam. You cannot measure. But it has a form. How? What is the length and breadth of that form? And that is not in your power. In your power, but not materially. That is, if you have got spiritual power, then you can measure. And that measurement is also given in the Shastra. What is that? That 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Hair is a very small point. And divided into 10,000 parts, that one part is the major magnitude of the soul. Kesagra satabhagasya satadha kalpitasya cha jiva bhagasya vigyaya sa anantaya kalpate. Everything is there. But you have no eyes to see how to see 1/10,000 portion of the top of the hair. You cannot see even the original top of the hair. So everything is there. We must have eyes. So Krishna is also there. Premanyana chirita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridayesu bilabe. As you are saying, Krishna is within the heart, but who is seeing? Is it seen by the yogis, bhakta yogis? Because he has got love for Krishna. A bhakta is always seeing, Krishna is with me. Yes, spirit soul. He has got hands and legs and everything. That is body. Form means hands and legs, not without form. The same example. Because I have got my form, therefore my dress, this body is described as dress. The dress has got two hands. Just like your coat has got two hands. Actually, coat, the cloth has no hands, legs. That is impersonal. But because you have got your hands, your coat has assumed the hands. So this material dress, these hands and legs are there because originally we are spirit soul, we have got hands and legs. This is the proof that we are not formless with form. Because this body has been described as dress, outward dress, different dress, just like we are, somebody white, somebody yellow, somebody black, somebody. This is dress. But actually, we spirit soul, we are one. It is by dress we are fighting. You are Englishman, I am German, I am this, I am Indian, I am that, I am man, I am woman. So many fighting. On account of this dress. So when you become dressless, that is the spiritual platform. When you become dressless, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. When we are free from all this designation dress, we are now covered by this designation dress. I am Indian. I am American, I am Englishman, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am so many. We have created dress just like innumerable quantity or quality of dresses. Similarly, these are our dresses. So the spiritual platform means sarvapadhi, when we become free from all these designations and fixed up in the understanding that I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is our real position. Yes?
If Krishna is name, fame, form, paraphernalia, everything is equal, then is it not true that the devotee who worships the Lord in the temple or sings authorized songs, authorized Navas songs, is that not the same as equal level as chanting the Maha Mantra?
He's chanting Vaishnava songs on an equal level with Mahamantra.
Yeah. That is also, you first of all understand what is the Mahamantra. He Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, the energy of Krishna, please accept me. This is the prayer. This is addressing. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hara. Please, now I am engaged in this material service. Kindly accept me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. So a relationship, requesting something. So all these songs are like that. Requesting. Relationship. Therefore they are the same. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagam. All right, chant Hare Krishna.